The following talk is a part of the Chaitanya Lila Seminar given during the Mayapur Festival in Sridham, Mayapur, India. The class was given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 9, 1990, and begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 17, verses 24 through 45, and continues with verses 197 through 218.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had once tried to go to Vrindavan, where he went up to Ramakeli, where at that time he met Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, and up to Kanai Natchala. Then he decided not to go that route to the holy land of Vrindavan, that there were thousands and thousands of people going with him. It wasn't the proper way. He returned back towards Jagannath Puri. That time he visited the other side of the Navadvip, Mayapur, another side of the river. He also went to Advaita Gosai's house. That's when he observed the festival of Madhavendra Puri, which he observed yesterday. And then he went back to Jagannath Puri, but then he decided to go to Vrindavan by a secluded route, a route going through the Jarikhanda forest. He took the permission of Lord Jagannath. He got one Balabhadra Bhattacharya who was given to take with him. And then early in the morning or late in the night, he left before anyone knew it. So in the morning, everyone looked for Lord Chaitanya, but he was gone. Prasiddha Bhattacharya Prabhu Bhapate Cholila Kataka Bahine Kori Bhane Praveshila. The Lord abandoned walking on the well-known public road and went instead along a bypass. He thus kept the city of Kataka on his right as he entered the forest. Nirchana Bhane Chole Prabhu Krishna Namaloya Hasti Vyagra Pato Chare Prabhu Re Dekhiya. When the Lord passed through the solitary forest, chanting the holy name of Krishna, the tigers and elephants, seeing him, gave way. Pale Pale Vyagra Hasti Gandhar Sukargan Tar Marte Aspe Se Prabhu Kori Lagaman. When the Lord passed through the jungle in great ecstasy, packs of tigers, elephants, rhinoceroses, and boars came, and the Lord passed right through them. Dekhi Bhattacharya Mone Hoya Mahabhoy Prabhu Rapratapi Tara Ekapashi Hoy. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very much afraid to see them, but by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, all the animals stood to one side. Akodina Pati Vyakra Kodiyachi Shoyan Aveshe Tar Gai Prabhur Lagila Choran. One day a tiger was lying on the path, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking along the path in ecstatic love, touched the tiger with his lotus feet. Prabhu Kohe Koho Krishna Bhagga Tila Krishna Krishna Kohi Bhagra Nachite Lagilo. The Lord said, chant the holy name of Krishna. The tiger immediately got up and began to dance and chant, Krishna, Krishna. Ardhani Mahaprabhu Kori Nadisnan Mata Hasti Yutta Aila Kori Te Dalopan. Another day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing in a river, a herd of maddened elephants came there to drink water. Prabhu Jala Kritya Kore Age Hasti Aila koho Krishna, Krishna koho bale prabhu jala seli marila. While the Lord was bathing and murmuring the Gayatri mantra, the elephants came before him. The Lord immediately splashed some water on the elephants and asked them to chant the name of Krishna. The elephants whose bodies were touched by the water splashed by the Lord began to chant, Krishna, Krishna, and dance in ecstasy. Some of the elephants fell to the ground, and some screamed in ecstasy. Seeing this, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was completely astonished. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing the part of a great advanced devotee. On the Mahabhagavat platform, the devotee makes no distinction between friends and enemies. On that platform, he sees everyone as a servant of Krishna, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastine sune chaiva supakecha pandita samadarshinaha. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog-eater outcast. Bhagavad Gita 5:18. A Mahabhagavat is being learned in advance in spiritual consciousness sees no difference between a tiger, an elephant, or a learned scholar. The test of advanced spiritual consciousness is that one becomes fearless. He envies no one, and he is always engaged in the Lord's service. He sees every living entity as an eternal part and parcel of the Lord, rendering service according to his capacity by the will of the Supreme Lord, as Bhagavad Gita confirms. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mata smriti gyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Bhagavad Gita 15:15. The Mahabhagavata knows that Krishna is in everyone's heart, Krishna is dictating, and the living entity is following his dictation. Krishna is within the heart of the tiger, elephant, and boar. Therefore, Krishna tells them, here is a Mahabhagavat. Please do not disturb him. Why then should the animals be envious of such a great personality? Those who are neophytes and even a little progressed in devotional service should not try to imitate the Mahabhagavat. Rather, they should only follow in their footsteps. The word anukara means imitating, and anusara means trying to follow in the footsteps. We should not try to imitate the activities of a Mahabhagavat or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our best efforts should be exerted in trying to following them, to follow them according to our ability. The Mahabhagavata's heart is completely freed from material contamination, and he can become very dear even to fierce animals like tigers and elephants. Indeed, the Mahabhagavata treats them as his very intimate friends. On this platform, there is no question of envy. When the Lord was passing to the forest, he was in ecstasy. Thinking the forest to be Vrindavana, he was simply searching for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Pate chai jaite kore prabhu uccha sankirtan. Modur kanta dwani sune aise megi gaan. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle. Hearing his sweet voice, all the doves came near him. Dahine vame dvane suni jai prabhu sange prabhu saranga muche shloka pore range. While hearing the Lord's great vibration, all the doves followed him left and right. While reciting a verse of great curiosity, the Lord patted them. Dhanyasma muda matayopi harinya eta yananda nandanam upatra vipitra vesam akarna venur runitam saha krishna sahara pujam dhadur vira chitam pranayavalokai. Blessed are all these foolish deer because they have approached the son of Maharaj Nanda, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the does and the bucks worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the jungle, five or seven tigers came. Joining the deer, the tigers began to follow the Lord. seeing the tigers and deer following him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered the land of Vrindavan. He then began to recite a verse describing the transcendental quality of Vrindavan. Yatcha naisarga durvaya sahasana nimigataya mitcha nivajita vasa dutarut sarsanadikam. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord. There is no hunger, anger, or thirst there, though naturally inimical. Both human beings and fierce animals live together there in transcendental friendship. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Chant Krishna, chant Krishna," the tigers and deer began to dance and chant, "Krishna, Krishna." Nache kunde byakho gan mrigi gana sange bhala bhatra bhatra charja dekhiya purva range. When all the tigers and does danced and jumped, the Bhalabhadra Bhattacharya saw them and was struck with wonder. Indeed, the tigers and deer began to embrace one another, and touching mouths, they began to kiss. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all this fun, he began to smile. Finally, he left the animals and continued on his way. Various birds, including a peacock, saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to follow him, chanting and dancing. They were all maddened by the holy name of Krishna. When the Lord loudly chanted, "Harivo! Harivo! Harivo! Harivo!" the trees and creepers became jubilant to hear him. Thus all living entities, some moving and some standing still in the forest of Jarikanda, became maddened by hearing the holy name of Lord Krishna vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada says, "The loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful it can even penetrate the ears of trees and creepers, what to speak of animals and human beings." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once asked Haridas Thakur how trees in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra would benefit not only trees and plants, but insects and other living beings. "One should therefore not be disturbed by the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, for it is beneficial not only to the chanter, but to everyone who gets an opportunity to hear." Keep this verse out. Sometimes we get complaints that the kirtan is too loud. Very important verse. So, we heard something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's animal pastimes. Pastimes with the animals in the forest of Jarikanda, where even the tigers and the deer were dancing and kissing. They were in ecstasy, chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare." We know also that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, and his followers, had a few pastimes with animals. There's a famous story of Sivananda Sena when he gave his mercy to a dog, and the dog was coming along with the Bengal devotees from Bengal to Raghunath Puri. When the dog, when they would come to a river, he would pay the fare to cross the dog over to the other side. Sometime the dog would get separated from the party. He would send some people out to get the dog and bring him. Very unusual affection he gave to that dog. Because Sivananda Sena gave that affection to the dog, when finally the party reached Jagannath Puri, they found that dog was missing. But when they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there they saw the dog was sitting in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya threw the dog some pieces of coconut prasad, and the dog would bite the prasad, catch in the air, as dogs are able to do. In this way, the dog, by getting the prasad from the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was liberated and went back to the spiritual world. So just by having the mercy of a devotee of the Lord delivered the dog. That's why we are anxious to get the mercy of the devotees of the Lord. We pray, putting ourselves in a humble position, lower than the straw in the street, even like a dog of a Vaishnava knowing that if we get the blessing of the spiritual master, blessing of Srila Prabhupada, then just as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to the dog, he can also, just by the affection showed by Sivananda Sena, similarly, there's hope for us that we can get that mercy of the Lord. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya was just a small boy, somewhere around 3 or 4 years old like that, before his Paganda Leela, during his Kumar, just a Shishu time, before Kumar, before five, he would be playing with some of the neighborhood boys. One day, a group of 3-4 puppies, baby dogs, Kukure Bacha, came, and baby Nimai, child, the small child Nimai, thought, oh, look it, here some dogs have come. Little baby, this little puppy dog, he tied a little leash, rope around the neck, and he walked his dog home. And that time, Mother Sachi, what he did is he tied the dog outside to the one of the bamboo posts of the house, and he went inside the house. Just at that time, Mother Sachi was leaving the house, said, I'm going to the Ganges. I'll be back. You just stay here until I come. So Mother Sachi left with the servant, and she didn't see the dog. So then Chal Nimai brought the dog inside the house, and then he was there playing with the puppy. So Mother Sachi came back, and she was shocked. How baby Nimai is sitting there with a dog? She says, you're a Brahmin boy. You brought a dog in the house. You can't have this dog here. Don't you know dogs are unclean? But baby Nimai held it. No, it's my pet, my baby dog. And then Mother Sachi said, no, no, take it outside the house. Don't you, as a Brahmin, you can't bring a dog in the house. So then he brought baby Nimai. She brought baby Nimai with the dog out. And then they tied again to the house. He said that you go, Mother Sachi, you go and bathe in the Ganges and come back. So then when Nimai went, she thought, how to, I gotta get rid of this dog. I think then the mother came by looking for the puppy. So then she released the puppy and it went off with his mother. And Lord Chaitanya came back. He said, where's my puppy? Where's my pet? And he said, well, I don't know. Maybe one of your friends took it. And he was crying, I lost my puppy, I lost my puppy. It's a little small child. So Mother Sachi picked him up and said, started to wipe the teardrops from his cheeks. Don't cry. I'll get you another one tomorrow. Don't worry. Now you come and take your prasadam. Time for prasad. Brought him inside, gave prasad. Meanwhile, this puppy, who had been touched by the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, another part of the town, he was chanting Hare Krishna. He said, Krishna, Krishna, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. And jumping up and down on the hind legs, and then sometime rolling back and forth on the ground in ecstasy, jumping up, Haribo, Haribo. People were standing around, a whole crowd of people gathered. What kind of dog is this? What is going on? The puppy is jumping up and down, chanting, rolling on the ground, up again. Finally, it's jumping, so, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, jumping up, up, poof, fell back. And it was still, everyone's looking. It appeared the dog was dead, no movement. All of a sudden, there was a strange feeling in the air. Everyone looked up. There was a brilliant light far away in the sky, and it gradually got bigger and bigger. It got bigger and more brilliant. People went back. They stood back. All of a sudden, down came this brilliant light right from the sky. They saw it was a brilliant chariot. It was a type of spiritual vimanam, airship, in the shape of a multi-turreted chariot. And on the chariot there were Vishnu Dutas with transcendental forms. And all of a sudden, out from the dog puppy's body came a brilliant light. And that light turned into a two-handed form, transcendental form, sat on the chair in that chariot. And then they watched it disappear in the sky. Did I go with the Kiss by his touch, love of God, back to Godhead. No one, this was so amazing, people didn't know the reason. Later, it was revealed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada explained, he was so merciful he could get the animals to chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he could get them to chant. At least we should get the human beings to chant and dance. By getting the human beings to chant and dance, that will fulfill our responsibility to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, as the human society is becoming more and more animalistic, people are becoming more afraid. It's more dangerous to go in the street. In some parts of big cities in the modern countries, people cannot walk the streets after dark. It may be more dangerous than a jungle. It's known as the asphalt jungle. I was told when we were going in New York City that in some parts of the city, even in broad daylight, if you drive in your car, people will come up with baseball bats and smash in the front window of the car and rob the person. So fearful. And now we hear that there are many murders and problems. So actually, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could get the Jarikanda tigers and rhinoceroses to chant Hare Krishna, if we can get the urban residents to chant Hare Krishna, that will also be very successful. We need to develop this program to get everyone to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Someone is born an animal because of their karma. Due to bad karma, they have a low birth. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he even delivered the animals. But if someone is a human being, they can chant, they can sing, they can dance, they can eat Krishna prasadam easily. Sometimes, we hear how, here the godbrother of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Bansira Bansivaram Das Babaji, who was Mahabhagavat. One time, he decided to feed all the dogs of Babaji. Srila Prabhupada said that sometimes devotees who commit offenses in the holy dham, they take birth as animals, as monkeys or pigs or dogs. So Bansivaram Das Babaji, he set out leaflets on the main street, 100 leaflets or more, so many leaflets. And then somehow he called, and all of a sudden, all the dogs of Navadip, they came and they each took their seat in front of the leaflets. In complete order, and then they took prasad. Here in Mayapur, there was once an amazing thing that happened when the Prabhupada deity was in the old part of the temple. Devotee told me that he was going in and paying his obeisances in front of Prabhupada's Vyasasan. After the evening arti, the deities were closed. Then he'd run out. That time, Mayapur had only about 30 or so devotees. And after the evening arti, they would go and take milk and puffy balls for prasadam. So, hearing this report, one night I hid and saw this dog run in front of, go walk in the temple quickly when no one was there, go in front of Prabhupada's Vyasasan and do prostrate obeisances. And get up and then go off. After that, we didn't see the dog. After some time, then we didn't see anyone. Who knows which devotee that was. So, of course, it's better to go back to Godhead directly and not come back as a dog or an animal. Even though, if one is fortunate to be born even a dog in the holy dham, you can get Krishna prasadam. although there's some risks involved sometimes. Prabhupada wanted us to take the dogs out of the land, but he didn't want us to kill any of the animals, of course, or to grievously injure them. He said they're also Dhamvasi. But at the same time, he didn't want them to be inside the ground. It's a very big task, because now as the campus is increasing, the dogs find the place how to get in. But one time, by accident, one dog died, and Prabhupada was very upset. A dog or cat, someone died. So, even here in Mayapur, we could tell so many animal stories that have been going on here. And the point is that the spirit soul of an animal or human being is not different, but the covering of consciousness is different. But sometimes, some devotee may take birth as an animal and still retain the remembrance of their previous life. It was with great difficulty that the cowherd men were able to keep the cows back. Then when the Lord chanted, all the deer heard his sweet voice and approached him. Mrigā mrigī mukha dekhi prabhu anga chate bhoi nahi kore sange chai bate bate. When the dogs and bucks came and saw the Lord's face, they began to lick his body, not being at all afraid of him. They accompanied him along the path. Sukho pikko bringo prabhure dekhi pancham gai shikhi gana nitra kare prabhu agi jai. Bumblebees and birds like the parrot and cuckoo all began to sing loudly on the fifth note, and the peacocks began to dance in front of the Lord. Prabhu dekhi brindavane bhikko lota gane ankur pulak mato asu borishane. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the trees and creepers of Vrindavana became jubilant. Their twigs stood up, and they began to shed tears of ecstasy in the form of honey. The trees and creepers, overloaded with fruits and flowers, fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, greeted him with various presentations as if they were friends. Thus all the moving and non-moving living entities of Vrindavana became very jubilant to see the Lord. It was as if friends were made happy by seeing another friend. Tausavara priti deki prabhur varaveshe sabasane kriya kore vayatharo vase. Seeing their affection, the Lord was moved by ecstatic love. He began to sport with them exactly as a friend sports with another friend. Thus he voluntarily came under the control of his friend. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to embrace each and every tree and creeper, and they began to offer their fruits and flowers as if in meditation. The Lord's body was restless, and tears, trembling and jubilation were manifest. He said very loudly, Chant Krishna! Chant Krishna! Krishna bolo! Krishna bolo! Bole uccha ishore! Stava janga mili kore Krishna dhwani! All moving and non-moving creatures then began to vibrate the transcendental sound of Hare Krishna, as if they were echoing the deep sound of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord then clasped the neck of the deer and began to cry. There was jubilation manifest in the bodies of the deer, and tears were in their eyes. When a male and female parrot appeared on the branches of a tree, the Lord saw them and wanted them to speak. Both parrots flew onto the hand of the Lord and began to chant the transcendental qualities of Krishna, and the Lord listened to them. The male parrot sang, the glorification of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beneficial to everyone in the universe. His beauty is victorious over the gopis of Vrindavana, and it subdues their patience. His pastimes astound the goddess of fortune, and it subdues, and his bodily strength turns Govardhan Hill into a small toy-like ball. His spotless qualities are unlimited, and his behavior satisfies everyone. Lord Krishna is attractive to everyone, for may our Lord maintain the whole universe. After hearing this description of Lord Krishna from the male parrot, the female parrot began to recite a description of Srimati Radharani. Siradhikaya priyata surupata sushilata narjana gana chaturi gunali sampat kavita charajate Jagannamadamohanakittamohini. The female parrot said, Srimati Radharani's affection, her exquisite beauty and good behavior, her artistic dancing and chanting, and her poetic compositions are all so attractive that they attract the mind of Krishna, who attracts the mind of everyone in the universe. Thereafter, the male parrot said, Krishna is the enchanter of the mind of Cupid. The parrot said, Vamsidari Jagananari, Chitahari Sasari Ke, Bihari Gopanari Vir, Jiyana Madana Mohana. My dear Sari, female parrot, Sri Krishna carries a flute and enchants the hearts of all women throughout the universe. He is specifically the enjoyer of beautiful gopis, and he is the enchanter of Cupid also. Let him be glorified. Then the female parrot began to speak jokingly to the Sukha, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was struck with wonderful ecstatic love to hear her speak. Radha Sangya Jada Bhati Sada Madana Mohana Anyata Vishya Mohoti Swayana Madana Mohita. The parrot Sari said, when Lord Sri Krishna is with Radharani, he is the enchanter of Cupid. Otherwise, when he is alone, he himself is enchanted by erotic feelings, even though he enchants the whole universe. Shri Shri Radha Madhava ki, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki. Both parrots then flew onto a tree branch, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to watch the dancing of peacocks with curiosity. When the Lord saw the bluish necks of the peacocks, his remembrance of Krishna immediately awakened, and he fell to the ground in ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had these ecstatic pastimes with the animal residents of Vrindavana. Actually, here in Mayapur, we were walking with Srila Prabhupada, and then someone asked Prabhupada about one of the trees, and Srila Prabhupada said, all the trees are kalpa vriksha. They're desire trees, if you have the eyes to see. Especially one tree was there, which was especially the residence of Yogamaya. So, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur would go throughout the dham of Navadvip, he would not see the material world. He would actually sometimes, he would get the vision of the spiritual world. He could see the trees as transcendental, kalpa vrikshas, and see everything in its transcendental form. Nityananda Prabhu explained that the dham is covered by a thin layer of material molecules, which are covering the vision of the conditioned soul. But for those who are fortunate, they can actually see the holy dham in its spiritual glory. Those who reside in the dham and know their constitutional position is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they gain the benefit of living in the spiritual world, living in the spiritual kingdom of God. So, today we've discussed some of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes with the animals.